Karima Brown, live,
online,
smartphones,
DSTV,
and 92.7
and 106 FM.
9 minutes after 8 o'clock, the Democratic Alliance announced yesterday afternoon that Stephen Mogalapa will be the party's mayoral candidate for Tshwane after Solim Simanga announced his resignation. Mogalapa currently serves as the DA's Shadow Minister of International Relations and Cooperation. As the Democratic Alliance has a coalition with the Economic Freedom Fighters and does not have the numbers to elect a mayor on its own, the party requires the support of the EFF to elect Mogalapa as mayor later this month. It's unclear whether he will end up running Tshwane as he hopes, because the EFF apparently seems unsure of Mr. Mogalapa as a choice. The city's EFF leader, Mo'Africa Mogobuana, recently stated during an interview with another publication that we don't even know the guy. If he has no history of leading, then we are not going to assist, but we don't know anything about him. The EFF advised that they will take the decision when they arrive at the next council meeting. Well, for those of you in 702 land who wants to know who the new mayor of Tshwane is possibly going to be, we are joined on the line now by the Tshwane mayoral candidate, Mr. Stephen Mogalapa. Mr. Mogalapa, welcome to the Karima Brown Show. Good evening.
Good evening, Karima. Thank you for having me on your show, and good evening to your listeners, and thank you for the opportunity.
Now, of course, you served at a national level. You looked at international cooperation and relations. What experience do you have in municipal government?
Thank you very much, Karima, for that. Let me firstly thank my party for having confidence in me. And it's quite an honor for me.
Mm-hmm.
I do understand and know the mammoth task ahead. I'm under no illusion of the task awaiting me, but I am up to the task. Briefly, let me tell you about me. I joined the Democratic Alliance predecessor party, the Democratic Party,
mm-hmm.
In 1999, after graduating from the University of Pretoria. Became a branch activist in the Sunnyside Acadia area.
Mm.
In 2000, I was elected as the first black ward councillor for the Democratic Alliance in the Acadia Sunnyside area. And then in 2006, I was re-elected as a PR councillor in the city of Tshwane. So I have served in the city of Tshwane for 9 years before I went into parliament in 2009.
Mm.
So in 2009, from 2000 to 2008, I was serving in the city of Tshwane. I've served in various portfolios, the community safety, the inner city regeneration, the housing as the spokesperson, and the city planning section 79 committees. I've been in caucus management as the deputy caucus chair. So Tshwane is my home. I was born and bred in Tshwane and educated in Tshwane. I hail from the north part of Tshwane, which is Winterveld, and schooled in Mabopane, which is the north of Pretoria. So, and then from 2009 till currently now, today as we speak, I've been the Member of Parliament, so in 10 years in Parliament, serving as the Shadow Minister for Housing, and currently as the Shadow Minister for International Relations for the last 5 years.
Now, Mr. Mogalapa, you have now so beautifully outlined your involvement, particularly your grassroots involvement with the city of Tshwane, that you come from the area, you are a ward councillor. Why does the EFF claim they don't know you?
Well, I think it's just a question of that by the time EFF, remember, EFF has been born 5 years ago.
Mm.
So by the time they were
born. Are you saying they don't have any institutional memory?
No, they were born 5 years ago. When I was serving in the city of Tshwane, they were not there.
Mm.
Remember, the EFF just came up five years. So in 2016, that's when for the first time they came into the city of Tshwane.
Mm.
And let me mention also that for the last 10 years, ever since 2009, I've been a constituency MP for Soshanguve, Mabopane, Winterveld, area.
So then surely they must have met you. They must have seen you around.
We have definitely met. So I do understand now, as a politician, it's a silly season. It's election night.
Yeah.
It's an election year, so we will be making political pronouncements.
I get what you're saying, and I appreciate the fact that you're saying it's silly season. But here's the thing, Mr. Mogalapi, you are in a relationship with the EFF if you don't have the numbers to govern by yourself. So they actually have to not just know you, but they also have to accept you as the mayor. What is the steps that you're going to take to familiarize yourself with these EFF people that claim they don't know you, despite the fact that you are a constituency member for an area in that in the Tshwane municipality and that you hail from the area? Sure. When are you going to meet the EFF?
I will definitely be meeting. We already are engaging and arranging meetings. I will definitely meet with the local leaders. I mean, the EFF is a major player in the Tshwane politics. They've got council members, and definitely we also, you know, have a principle of agree to disagree.
Yes,
they support us on a case by case, vote by vote, and issue by issue, and this is one of those. So, of course, as a very important stakeholder in the Tshwane politics, I will be engaging with them within the next 24 hours.
Okay, now, Mr. Mogalapi, the issue of GLAD Africa is something that you inherit, okay? We've seen issue come up time and time again. You said that it's a mammoth task. I will strongly address ongoing matters related to big contracts in the city, such as GLAD Africa and the PEU smart meter contract. I will also ensure that senior managers who are legislatively responsible for running the city and the functioning of supply chain are held accountable. Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you practically, what are you going to do? So I know that the matter has been with the Auditor General, and he has actually ruled against this. So are you planning to meet with the Auditor General? The matter is also before the Public Protector. Are you planning to meet with her as well?
Of course. Let me mention this. We are a party that believes in the rule of law and due processes. And as you know, we are in a constitutional democracy. So the constitution and the labor laws and every applicable legislation will be applied to the latter. What I intend to do practically is to look at the recommendations and the remedial steps that has been proposed by the Auditor General, and follow them to the latter and engage the accounting officer and see what remedial steps needs to be taken. The most fundamental thing, Karima, to put across is that I want service delivery.
Yes.
I want to unlock the blockages that has happened in service delivery. We have been doing well as a DA-led coalition government, but we have backslided recently as a matter of, you know, being honest in terms of service delivery. And that is
not just service delivery. You've also backslided on, for example, the way in which people were appointed. You have a situation where several people in the minister's, or rather in the mayoral office, were appointed illegally, and they were appointed by not having the proper qualification. Saka actually came onto our program. They sent a letter to say that they don't have a contract with the city of Tshwane. They didn't verify or vet any of these people. You inherit a mayoral office that is has a serious lack of credibility, and that has also been plagued by a series of lies just about the competency and the levels of experience and education that the people have. How are you going to go about winning back the confidence of people in the mayoral office?
Well, I mean, let me mention this also. In 2016, when we inherited the city, there were about 900 political cadres in the mayoral office, the ANC cadres. And
yeah, but we don't talk. We're not talking about the ANC. We're talking about you now.
I'm talking about
what you're inheriting from your predecessor, who is a DA person. Mr. Solem Simanga was in the office. He appointed a series of people on the recommendation of the city manager. It's a person who was okayed by the DA. The city manager himself has questions around him. So let's start there. Let's start with the fact that you're inheriting an office that was filled with people who didn't have qualifications and whom the city manager lied to. You lied to the Sowetan saying that you had SAKA check all these people when SAKA didn't even have a contract with the city. So I would like for you to explain to me how you're going to you're going to undo the DA mess that you've inherited.
Well, of course. That is why I was giving you a context of where it's coming from and then outlining where we are and where I am going. So as a point of reference, I was saying that when we came into power in 2016, we inherited an office with about 900 ANC cadres, and we've managed to clean it up.
But you didn't clean it up. That's just the point.
Tracking to your question of what I'm going to do now, cleaning the mess of the DA from 2016, what I'm going to do is to ensure that we have a skills audit within the mayor's office. And let me put this point across, Karima. There are two sets of appointments. There is an administrative appointment which is followed through in terms of all the legislation. There is the other set of appointment which is political appointment. And political appointments are a prerogative of the political principal.
Yes.
And you need to follow a certain process separate from the administration.
Absolutely.
So what I need to find out is to check whether the political appointments were made according to the rules that governs the political appointments.
Right.
Because it's a general principle that when you appoint in your office of the mayor, there are those political appointments. However, there is the administration part where they follow the due processes. So I will have a look at the current people that we have as political appointments and see what the credentials are. But in the main, I will call for a skills audit generally for the administration to check on the Section 56 managers, to check on the managers and the middle management. So it will be an overhaul
of the whole system.
But
I'm sure the residents will welcome that, Mr. Mogalapa. The fact that you're going to actually look at the facts, you're going to do that skills audit. Now, what I wanted to ask you is, you said to me when you inherited the office that this is now the DA as a party, there were 800 or 900 deployed cadres. So if you didn't use a skills audit then to get rid of that 900 people to bring it down to 200, what did you use to bring it down to 200, and why is the 200 that you have still plagued by illegal appointments?
Of course, I think that one, it is a matter that I'm going to go in. Remember, I'm not yet the mayor. I'm still going to be elected by council. So it will be the remedial steps that I need to ensure that I engage upon when I get in. How we had, wow, there was 900 people and now 200, I'm not sure how that came along, but this will be my duty because of it will be in my office. I need to find out what each and every one body is doing inside that office. Is it necessary to have them or is it not necessary? What is their contract? What is the their, you know, terms of employment and all those kind of things? And
now,
whether are they there fit for purpose or not?
Absolutely.
So it's part of that thing.
Mr. Mogalapa, you've got your work cut out for you. You have to make sure that you are inheriting a clean administration, that you can correct everything of your predecessor. Which brings me to the fact that Mr. Msimanga is stepping down to not just lead Tshwane, but the entire Gauteng. Now, how is it possible that someone who left you with the mess that he left you with, that you have to now do a skills audit, you have to meet with the Auditor General, you have to meet with the Public Protector to make sure that everything is okay? He is your colleague in the Democratic Alliance. He didn't run Tshwane very well. They were embroiled in a mess. How is he the person that is going to be the candidate for the entire retire Gauteng, which is the richest economic province in the country, if he leaves you with an office full of people who shouldn't be there, with an audit that doesn't make any sense, and with a Glad Africa contract of 12.5 billion rand that the Auditor General has already ruled illegal? How does he become a fit candidate? Do you personally support Mr. Nsimanga to run the whole of Gauteng if he couldn't even run Tshwane?
Yes, I support him to run as the premier candidate. And remember, the primary purpose, and we have communicated quite extensively on this one, and I'm sure you're still going to engage him and the party on that matter. The primary reason why Mr. Nsimanga has resigned from the Tshwane mayoral job is to ensure that he focuses solely
on his campaign.
To make sure that we win Gauteng. Because of part of the problem we uncovered was the lack of synergy in terms of the intergovernmental relations between the city of Tshwane and the province. So it is for the DA to consolidate the province so that we can have intergovernmental and working relationship between the municipalities and the province, because of there also has been challenges there, as you can imagine. And to his credit, I mean, we have written off over 400 million of irrecoverable debt. We inherited a 2 billion deficit, and we are now having money in the bank. We attracted 3.8 billion of foreign direct investment in the automotive industry. You know, we have been given a credit upgrade by Moody's. Although we have sold the Emerald House to ensure that we can build 52 more houses, you know. There is quite a lot of work that has been done. We have made sure that the EPWP is open to everybody. We've created 16,000 jobs out of the EPWP and made it even a fairer system, because of it's a lottery system away from political interference. So there is a lot of good work that has been done.
Mr. Makgalape, I agree with you that you've done a lot of good work. But the last 6 months on this radio program, certainly here on the Karima Brown Show, all we've heard of is the mess in the mayor's office, right? It started off with allegations that emerged that Mr. Nsimanga had been accused of a number of improper appointments. That's the first thing. The second was that it included those of his chief of staff and spokespersons. Now, those are key positions which are very close to you. Your chief of staff is someone that trusts you. When that chief of staff speaks, it's like the mayor speaking. The same with your spokesperson. It's basically like the spokesperson is, you know, the mayor's voice of authority when the mayor can't speak for himself. And then, of course, the whole issue of Glad Africa. So there is, on the probability of how the DA has done in Tshwane, there is quite a lot that you can claim that you have done. But how are you going to go to people? How is Mr. Nsimanga and the DA going to go to people in Shoshanguve, in Attridgeville, many of whom who have not received service delivery? How are you going to explain the mess that the mayor left and say that they must still not just vote for you in the city, which elections we're not going to have? We're going to have provincial and national elections, but they must now vote for this chap at the provincial level to rule the whole of the Gauteng. That's going to be an uphill battle, isn't it?
I think that will be left to the voters. But the most important thing to mention is that, unlike other political parties, when there is a challenge, we tackle it head on. You know, all those things that you are referring to, the chief of staff since being fired, you know, the Glad Africa, for 3 times, the mayor has put a motion in council to suspend the city manager, which was turned down. You know,
yes, and that is actually quite important.
Those measures has been taken. So
yes, let's just park the reason why he couldn't get the motions through. The reason why he couldn't get the motions through is because of the reasons why he wants to suspend the city manager. Nowhere in the report does it say that the city manager is linked to the Glad Africa issue. Now, you can suspend someone and you can say, oh yeah, we got rid of the person. But if you have to re-look what the person was suspended for, because we find that people are recycled, they surface in other places. Why didn't you include GLAD Africa as one of the reasons for suspending him?
No, I mean, you cannot include that reason. The reason solely that was there, it is for him to focus solely on the premier candidate. And as you correctly said, I mean, the task is insurmountable. You know, he needs to go to each and every household in the Gauteng province and knock on the door and speak to the people. So it is a mammoth task. In fact, he's doing it for the interest of the people of Tshwane, because of it was going to be very much difficult to be a mayor of a big city like the city of Tshwane, you know, and also be a premier candidate for a province as small but as big and significant as Gauteng. So it is solely for those reasons that he will be excused and be running for the premier candidate.
Okay, so does this move by Mr. Msimanga, does it enjoy the complete support of all the DA members? We know that there were other people with the same aspirations who also wanted to run. Have they now come around? Have they now thrown their weight in behind Mr. Msimanga?
Of course. I mean, it's like myself. There were initially 11 candidates for the mayoral candidate. We were, you know, shortlisted to four, and then the four, we battled it out. They will be my colleagues now. I will be meeting them now within the next 2 days in caucus. They are council members. So, you know, contestation is always there in politics, and it's a democratic, you know, system. And then after that, you rally behind and you have common purpose. So those who are aspiring to be premier candidate, it's water under the bridge now. The best man won, and now, you know, moving forward, the party rally behind Solly Msimanga.
Okay, I get that. And thank you so much for answering all the questions about your premier candidate. Let's come back to your responsibility. You are going to be the mayor. How are you going to bring about change in the lives of the poor in the Tshwane area, very practically speaking?
Yes, practically speaking. Look, Karima, I'm not here to talk theories. And I haven't grown in a theoretical world. I grew up, you know, in those communities. So poverty for me is not an ice cream issue or something that I read on the newspapers of. I know it. And I've been a leader in the city, you know, leading one of the biggest poverty-stricken areas.
Let's get to the house.
You know, so the how part of it is that we got to make sure, firstly, the issue, if you can look at Tshwane, we've got seven regions. The biggest region is Region 1 and 2. Region 1 is your Soshanguve Mabopane area, which is about 55 kilometers from the city center. Alone on that one, it shows you that the spatial patterns and the economic opportunities are skewed. So we need to create new towns. There is the Roslyn node, which is about 20 kilometers from, you know, 15 kilometers away from the townships, where we can make automotive industry. You know, that is where your Mercedes-Benz and your BMW and your VW are being made. We can create, there is land parcels of the city there where we can create new towns. You know, the east part of Pretoria and the central part of, and the southern part of Pretoria has already fully developed.
And where is the money going to come from for this?
Well, you do foreign direct investment, and what you do also, you do infrastructure-led projects.
Okay.
We need to upgrade the Rooival water waste treatment and the Rooival power station, and we got to also ensure that all those, there is also, because of one thing that people don't recognize is that Tshwane is also mainly predominantly rural, because of you've got the Cullinan area and the Bronkhorstspruit area and the Winterveld part of it. We got to do agro processing as part of our economic development. You know, so we got to create those economic opportunities. We've already worked on the EPWP. And then we got to ensure that we have more foreign direct investment. We've got 3.8 billion investment from the automotive cluster that we can do. So I intend to unlock the Roslyn node, the Babelegi one in Hammanskraal.
Mm.
You know, those factories used to work under the old previous apartheid Bophuthatswana government, and they were deserted now. Those are the things that we need to unlock and bring back investors. We've got the Vonerboom Airport, which can be used as a logistical hub. It's just less than 10 kilometers from Roslyn. And it can and those cars, you know, those cars that are assembled in Roslyn, they get their assembled cars in Richards Bay. Mm. Why can't they come here in Vonerboom and we use Vonerboom as a logistical hub?
Well, I'm sure you're going to have a discussion with the Minister of Trade and Industry. He's the one that, of course. Secured that cyclical deal for the automotive sector with the arrangements that they had. But
yeah.
I'm very glad that you were able to come onto the program, that we were able to introduce you to 702 Landers. You are the new mayoral candidate of the Democratic Alliance, Mr. Stephen Mogalape. Mr. Mogalape, let's hear, you know, later from you how you get in. And of course, let's see if the EFF can jog their memories a little bit and remember you when it comes to voting time. Thank you very much for availing yourself for this interview.